Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
Little Stevie Ray. Bring this back, ladies and gentlemen. SRV, Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late, great Stevie Ray. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. By the way, that's one of his best songs, Tin Pan Alley, if you get a chance to get that on the album. 17 Till, did I say that? I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend John Bradbury. John is the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. We're talking about real life stories of companies, people, leaders, followers who found themselves in really adverse conditions and they pulled out of it. They did extraordinary things. They did unnatural things. They did things that there were no policies for. Nobody said, oh, we don't have a policy for that, or that's against our policy. They just found themselves in these conditions, and they served their customers. Right, John?
That's right. That's right. And it's easy to lose sight of that. I see a lot of startup founders these days who are trying to raise a lot of money, and they want to pay themselves salaries because they're used to those in the companies they've left.
That's funny, isn't it?
It is funny. And
Those silly kids.
Well, and a lot of investors will say to them, you know, I'd rather you have less money and have to be scrappy.
Yeah.
But because of the focus that brings, the clarity it brings, about who's really your source of capital, ideally, and that's your customer.
There's nothing comfortable in the pure, raw, 100% thermonuclear entrepreneurial days. There's nothing, it's not supposed to be comfortable, is it?
It's not, and the essence of business, it reduces everything down to the what I think of as the essence of business, which is that customer transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's another story about...
Before we get into that story, I just want to wrap up, folks. The Hancock Bank story that John told us about last time, they gave out 15... When the hurricane came through, Hurricane Katrina came through, people were out of money. They were basically out on the street. Their houses were blown away. The bank gave out $15 million with little post-it note IOUs. Only lost, what did you say, only lost $200,000? And tell them quickly how the bank grew after that.
Well, they only lost $200,000 of that $15 million. Over the next 90 days, they grew by $1.4 billion.
Wow.
So, you couldn't dream up a more a perfect public relations.
Well, this is what local banking is all about.
Right.
I was just with the independent community bankers at their convention last week, and this is the way these people are.
Mm-hmm.
They think about the people. They think about the businesses. They think about the customers. And what did you say? The original Hancock Charter didn't even have the word profit in it?
That's right. They happened to have gone on a strategic planning retreat with their leadership team a couple days before Katrina hit.
Yeah.
And they pulled out the original handwritten charter from 1899 and said there was nothing in it about profit. It was about meeting the financial needs of the community and the citizens of the community.
All right, what about this next story?
Well, and also I just want to credit Andrew Zolli just wrote a book called Resilience in which that Hancock story is portrayed very well. So I recommend that book. Also recently... was at a conference where Bill McDermott, he's the CEO of SAP, the big enterprise software company, global company, 65,000 employees, talked about him getting his start in business by going to work for a deli at the age of 16 in a small town in New York, and somehow he came upon the idea that he wanted to buy this deli from the owner.
At 16.
At age 16, and I think he was actually 17 then, and he took on he borrowed $5,400 in order to own the deli.
Mm-hmm.
and basically struck a deal with his lenders, saying, if I can't show that I can turn a profit within a year or so, then it's over. You have the, you get the store. And so he had to be scrappy. He had to look around for who are the customers, how can I be innovative to meet their needs. And so one example are these teenagers who would hang out at the 7-Eleven store, big global company, 7-Eleven store right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
He saw long lines of the kids at the 7-Eleven store, but the 7-Eleven store only allowed four of them in the store at a time because they were afraid that the kids would shoplift, mm-hmm. so they had to keep an eye on it. Well, he went down there and said, come on into my deli. You can bring as many of you in here as you want.
Right.
And he actually set up a game, a video game center.
Gave them the experience, not just food.
He gave them the experience, and he treated them like adults. He treated mm-hmm. them like they were trustworthy. And, of course, that brought a tremendous amount of business to mm-hmm. him. He said later one of these kids said to him, Mr. McDermott, and it's funny, he was only 17, but Mr. McDermott, we love coming here and buying things from you. Mm-hmm. And when we want to steal something, we go down to the 7-Eleven.
That's funny.
But complete customer focus, just asking yourself, who's out there who could be my customer, and what's really driving and motivating them?
Right.
Another simple example is the senior citizens in the town were big customers of the deli, but they typically couldn't get out of their homes very well.
Mm-hmm.
So we set up a delivery service for them.
Wow.
And increased his revenue that way.
Now that's entrepreneurial, folks. That's raw,
right.
Thermonuclear entrepreneur. And the thing is he was motivated by the uncomfortableness of having to make a go of it. Who hasn't done it? You know what we call that, folks? We call that all in. That's where you are when you're a small business owner, an entrepreneur. You're all in. Tintail, right back with John Bradbury. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.